Had a request from our good friend Eitan Ross yesterday, who asked whether we've ever discussed different sizes of batim and tefillin. I know it's shocking that he would ask about that, but the different size of batim and tefillin. Sometimes you see people with very tiny batim in their tefillin. Sometimes you see people with these enormous batim on their tefillin. So, is there anything right or wrong in terms of that? Is there an ideal size? Is there a reason why some people have large batim, some people have small batim in the tefillin? Nowhere in the Gemara does it say anything about having a specific size for the batim and tefillin. No size is too small, nor is any size too large. Shulchan Aruch passes the Siman Lamed Beis Seif Mem Aleph. Orech v'rochav habatim v'gavan ein lo shir. The length, the width, the height of the batim of the tefillin have no shear. It can be whatever shear you want. However, there is an opinion in Rishonim that the Bir Halacha quotes in Siman Lamed Beis that says that the Tefillin Shel Rosh should be two etzba'os by two etzba'os, the width of two thumbs by the width by the height of two thumbs. Mishur Brura on the spot says in Sifkat on Kuf Peites Nachon Lachosh LeDivrei Hagaonim Shesovrin Shelechadchila Lo Yasos on Ketanim. He says that it's kedai to be choshesh for the shita that holds that it should be no smaller than two etzba'os by two etzba'os. And he says even one reason to be choshesh is because there is such a shita in Rishonim that less than that is no good. And he says, besides for that, on a very practical level, levad kol elu matzli ma'od be'elu atfilin akatanim sheparshiyoseim geruos ad ma'od mitzad dechak ha'makom. Very often when you have very tiny batim, the parshios are horrendous. They're terrible because the sofer has a hard enough time writing nice parshios when he's got to fit into regular size batim. But if these parshios have to fit into tiny batim, very often the parshios are absolutely terrible. Says the Chafetz Chaim in the Mishnah Brura, Kasher be'enai ra'isi harbe mehem. Like I have seen with my own two eyes, a lot of these parshios that they're absolutely terrible. Al kein ha'shomer nafsho yishmor mehem. So people should be very careful about this. The standard size of batim for tefillin is normally about 50 millimeters. 50 millimeters fits perfectly into the Mishnah Brura's idea that it should be slightly bigger than two etzbos by two etzbos. The shear of two etzbos by two etzbos, according to the Grach Noah, is 40 millimeters, and according to the Chazon Ish, is 48 millimeters. So 50 millimeters is slightly more than Shir Chazon Ish of shtei etzbos al shtei etzbos. So that's probably why that seems to be the widely accepted practice. Now, some people have shalyad that is a little bit smaller than the shalrosh. Why would someone have a shalyad that is a little bit smaller than their shalrosh? There's nothing wrong with that. The reason that someone would have that is particularly when it comes to bar mitzvah boys, when it comes to or smaller people. There is a person has to be very careful to place the tefillin on the right part, both of his head and of his arm. But the correct area on the arm could be a very small area for someone who's a small person. For again, as I said, for bar mitzvah boy, the area on the arm, and a lot of people don't know this, the tefillin shaliyad have to rest is on the below the midway point of the bone, which extends from the shoulder to the elbow. So the bone that goes from here to here, you have to be in the lower half of that bone. So it's on the muscle, but on the lower half of that bone. That's the sheet of the Ramah in and the Mechaber in Siman Chav Zayin Seif Aleph and Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch reads. Makom and Chasim Shal Yad Bizra Small Babasra Tafuach Shabetzim Shabena Kovdo of Eshechi Viata Tilamat Lutzada Guf. It has to be a little bit facing inwards, and says the Ramav Itzarach Leniach Berosha Etzem Asamuch Lakuvado Avalo Bachatzia Etzem Shasamuch Lashechi. Not on the half of the bone that's closer to the armpit. The half of the bone that's further from the armpit. So a person has to be careful to put tefillin dafka in that place. A lot of people make this mistake, and it's a shaila whether they're yotzei tefillin at all. If part of the bias is resting on the upper half of the muscle, a person has only fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin according to a das yachid in poskim. Bir Agra says, that seems to be the shita of the preacher also, but it's only a das yachid and poskim. The majority shita and poskim is if your tefillin is on the upper part of your arm, one is not yotzei the mitzvah tefillin. So smallish people and bar mitzvah age boys would likely need to have a smaller bias, so that the entire bias could be in the right place. And there's no halachic problem with having a different size shal yad and shal rosh. So if you have a smaller arm, it would make sense to get a standard size shal rosh and a slightly smaller shal yad. Now the Bir Halacha writes as well, though, even though there's no shir lemalin, there's no shir lemata of tefillin, the Gemara says makom yesh barosh lo niach shnei tefillin, that there's enough room on your head to fit two pairs of tefillin, and makom yesh bizroa, there's enough room on your arm to fit two pairs of tefillin. So Bir Halacha points out that it says there's enough room for two, but that's not that there's enough room for three pairs of tefillin. So whatever the minimum size, if there is any sort of minimum size of tefillin, you can never wear a pair of tefillin that's more than two times the size of that minimum size. So says the Bir Halacha, he says, in Siman Lamed Beis, in Dibur HaMaskel Orech V'Rochav HaBatin, he writes as follows: Yesh li zayir al kolpanim shelo lilbosh tefillin pam ketanim ma'odu pam shiu gedolim shlosha pam kamar rishonim. Person should be careful not to sometimes wear tiny tefillin and sometimes larger tefillin that are three times the size of the tiny tefillin. In the same person should not sometimes wear a very tiny pair and sometimes a much larger pair. Kigon shebepam rishon ayu kashir etzba v'chatzi al etzba v'chatzi upam sheni ayu dalet etzbaos v'chatzi al dalet etzbaos v'chatzi ki agavna. For instance, if one time he wears tefillin that's only 1.5 etzbaos, he should never in his life wear tefillin that's 4.5 etzbaos. The Mimanovshuk, because Mimanovshuk is messed up. Oh, the tefillin are Rishonim or Yukatanim Ikshir. Since there's no Makom Barosh for three sets of tefillin, so something's wrong. Either the tefillin that he wore that's 1.5 etzbaos is too small. Oh, the tefillin are Shim Menachem Shalom Makom Tefillin. Or the second pair of tefillin is not in the Makom of the tefillin. It's going beyond the Makom of the tefillin, and the entire tefillin has to be in the Makom of the tefillin. And he says, you're not supposed to do a tarti de sashmi, to do two things that contradict each other, even if it's not the same day. Even if you're doing it on different days, still a person should avoid doing any sort of tarti de sashmi. So that's what the Mishavur recommends. One final point in terms of the size of the tefillin is that you may notice some of these small shel yads are taller than standard tefillin. Actually, a couple of points. A lot of times people want to buy small tefillin if they travel a lot. It's much easier to move around with, if you have small tefillin, much easier to fit into a bag that you want to take with you. Is that a good idea, to have a small travel pair of tefillin? It is not a good idea. It's not a good idea for several reasons. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah we just read before says it's a very bad idea in terms of the parshios, that the parshios are very likely not muhudar if they're kosher at all. Furthermore, it's very difficult to produce a l'chadchila pair of tiny batim. There's almost no leeway in the production of the batim, and they can easily become passled during the production of the batim, which is not true of standard size batim, where there's a little more surface area that you have to work with. And third reason not to do it is that it can be very difficult to use proper size ritsuos in very tiny batim. There's a shear for the width of the ritsuos. I think we had a shear about that as well. And if you have very tiny batim, very often the ritsuos that you're going to have are going to be too small. But last thing I want to discuss is sometimes you'll notice that shalyads are taller. On a very small shalyad, they'll be taller than they are wide. So those small batim are really the same height as regular size batim. It's just they look taller than regular batim because the batim themselves are narrower. So it looks taller. You know, if you have a narrower batim, so even though it's the same height, it looks like it's taller. Why do they do that? So the base of the tefillin is about 20% smaller than the normal base of tefillin, but it's the same height. So the reason they do this is the Gemara tells us that the parshios have to be within the batim. That's Gemara Menachos, Dav Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The parshios have to fit inside the batim. So the question is, what's called inside the batim? Some achronim hold that only the ktsitsa itself, the actual compartment that holds the Parshios is called the Bayis, and therefore the Parshios have to fit, the entire Parshia has to be within the Ketitza, the upper part where the Parshios go in, the entire Parsha has to be within that area, within the Bayis. Many other Achronim, however, hold that the Titura Eliona, the upper part of the base of the Tefillin, is also included in the Bayis, in what's called Bayis. And the Parshios can therefore even extend into that airspace as well. Most poskim hold that way. It seems that most poskim hold that you can go into that area as well. But most of the time, with Shel Rosh, it's not a problem, because the Parshios are written on only four lines. So the Parshios of Shel Rosh are very small, they're very short, and therefore it's very easy to fit it into the upper part of the bayis, and it's absolutely no problem at all. But the Shel Yad has seven lines, is written on seven lines. So with the Shel Yad, they do not fit into the Ketitza alone. They have to extend slightly into the Titura Eliona. And according to most poskim, that's fine. But according to some poskim, if you want to be machmir, you don't want it to go into the Titura Eliona. So you want to keep your Shel Yad bias pretty tall so that it would fit in. So it's a nice chumrah. It's a nice chumrah. Is it required? No, because most poskim assume that you can even fit into the Titura Eliona. But anyway, to make a long story short, having an overly, even though there's no shear for batim, and that's mefurish and shulchan aruch, having overly large batim could present a person with a problem that his tefillin are going beyond the makom where it's kosher to put the tefillin. Having very tiny batim could present several problems, problems with the ritzuos, problems with the parshios, problems with the batim, and therefore are ill-advised. Okay, that's about the shear of the batim.